eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. This is the Brandon Graham Show live at Chickens and Pizza in South Philadelphia every Monday night, but this is a Tuesday night. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Details online, chickiesandpeats.com. Brought to you by the great people at Miller Lite, as it's Marks and Reese, John Marks, Ike Reese, Howard Eskin, and Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, BJ.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Dominating defensive performance last night, Brandon.
Man, it was definitely great to be a part of, and I mean, a lot of people, you know, getting better one week at a time, man. And I'm just loving how everything's starting to gel together, you know, on all levels.
Yeah, when I look at the defense last night, I just thought from a collective group standpoint, all three levels, defensive line, linebackers, and your secondary, that might have been the best game of the short season thus far. And I think Sean Desai has been dealt a little bit of a tough hand because guys are banged up, guys are injured, so he almost has to fix things on a fly. But I thought he did a great job last night. Just talk about his impact and sort of his philosophy on the type of defense you guys want to play this year.
Well, he wants us to fly around. He wants you to know. He wants you to be able to play fast. So it's not really as complicated, you know, a defense, but it's just more about knowing where they're trying to hit us, knowing exactly what's their favorite plays and situations. It's all about situational football with him, man. That's what I love, man, because that boy Reed Blankenship, he jumped that thing like he knew what was coming, you know. And yeah. So that's what I love. The guys he just playing to our strengths, and he know we got a D-line, so he don't really mess with us. He want us to get off and get after the quarterback, and then the back end, you see Morrow and that boy Zach is everywhere. Yeah. You know, he just all about swarming to the ball, and, you know, you can see that on display last night.
How is he with sort of receiving, I guess, input from you all as players? Because I know that, you know, Jim Johnson, former great Eagles defensive coordinator, he didn't mind having guys like a Brian Dawkins, Jeremiah Trotter. If they saw something in the defense that they thought could help us overall, Jim was certainly open to sort of incorporating that. I'm just wondering, with Sean Desai, does he allow at least his veterans, not young guys, but at least his veterans, to have some sort of, I guess, influence on what you guys are doing out there on the defense?
Yeah, he does. He really does. Especially in the game. In the game, if something ain't working that we want, we feel like, you know, man, we just want to run straight rush. We don't want to run a couple games. We want to do, you know, see what they really, you know, talking about. Because most of the time, you know how games is.
It's a fill-out process.
Yeah, it's a fill-out. And so in the game, he definitely is open ear, you know what I'm saying, all through the week. You know, he's talking about what we like. Do we see something that we don't like? And if we did run something in practice that wasn't good, he scratched it. So, yeah, he very open, very open.
Brandon, did you think – the team was having enough fun in the first two games? And I asked the question because you know what the coach talked about at his meeting on Saturday night.
I didn't know. What happened? You.
He said he wanted you guys to have fun, and he showed some high school videos. Apparently his thought was the team wasn't having enough fun. Do you think the team, a lot of the guys on the team were not?
You know what? I think he's
don't
talking
play
about
coy with me.
No, this is what I'm telling you. Let me tell you this. I think it's more of coaches involved with that statement too. You know what I'm saying? Like, just having fun, enjoying that we got the best job in America and we go out there to play football and to play this game. So, man, make sure that you bring your energy. And so I think he was talking to the collective because I feel like our team has been playing and, you know, having fun. But he's like, he made it more of an emphasis of, I want to know what y'all dance is going to be the night before. We need to be doing all this. Like, let's enjoy this a little more. And he was talking, coaches included. So, I mean, I love that challenge Coach brought to the team. I feel like we received it well. And wasn't you out there partying too?
Yeah.
You were dancing?
Yeah, you didn't see me?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, I don't know.
I will say this. I think for players, sometimes you do need to hear that from the head coach, right? You come into a season with high expectations, and believe me, the players know it before anyone else knows whether or not they're playing to the standard in which they've set. And you had a little bit of that sort of permeating throughout the city. I know it can be difficult for you guys to block all that noise out. But if a coach senses that my players and my staff may be not enjoying this the way they should be enjoying it. Hell, we're 2-0. We got great jobs.
Yes.
Enjoy this. It's hard to win in the league. I think it is important if he senses that to let the team know it's okay to go out there and show your personality, have a little fun, get some dance lines going, do all of that.
You know, since you just said that, it just hit me what he said last night. He was saying that we know these 2-0. We 2-0 right now. You know what I'm saying? And everybody acting like the sky is falling because it's not the expectations of what they left off with. And so you got to build this thing again. And that's what, like you said, that's exactly what was happening. You know, you didn't feel 2-0 because this is the problem. Offense ain't doing this. You know, but it's like this league, man, it's so hard.
It's hard to get wins.
And Jalen has put out the blueprint last year of what he do, and people get a year. You know how it go. Mm-hmm. And so he has to start seeing where they are trying to attack him, and I think he got over that hump this game what he did against a great Tampa Bay defense. And, you know, I just know that, you know, it's a big – you got to build it. But we 2-0 – I mean 3-0 now, and these games are not easy. Trust me. And so – we'll take it and enjoy it because we have worked our butt off in training camp, and this is what we expected. 3-0, no matter how it go. I mean, you know, figure out a way to win this game.
So Jason Kelce on the morning show last week had said that the locker room was a bit on edge, and I think it's kind of what you're talking about. 2-0 in some cities is 2-0. 2-0 in Philly isn't the same as it is in other places, and you know that more than anybody.
I know, because they're going to dissect every little thing that happened in the game. And, you know, I really do appreciate that because I feel like that's why we've been on edge, because of us having expectations ourselves. But in order for it to work, we got to know that, look, we know it's about us. It's about what we do. It's about trusting what we do. And don't worry about block that noise. I'll let everybody talk on what they're going to do. Just, I'm telling you, we with y'all. We know exactly what we need to fix. But winning these games ain't easy, and I'll take 3-0 right now.
Yep. Yeah, we all will. The D-line, and we talked about this during training camp. I think a lot of people wondered, just how good can Jalen Carter be? And then meanwhile, Jordan Davis, who, like, we feel like we were just starting to scratch the surface last year before he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
Fletcher, I mean, watching those young guys out there with you and Fletcher and everybody else, man, it's a dominant core right now.
Man, it looked fun. I can only imagine what it looks like with all of, I mean, just from a fan, you know, watching it on TV as we out there. I'm looking at it in real time, and I just like, man, Jalen, when he hit that boy, I was like, man, that boy is a hammerhead for real. And Jordan Davis, man, seeing him make plays, I just love how I feel like they all trying to, you know, one-up each other in a way, But, you know, it's good, my boy. It's good competition.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like Jordan has come out his shell for real and feel like that big brother trying to go out and show Jalen how it's done because he's been here for a year. So,
I can buy that.
I'm telling you. And I know Keeley is on. He's waiting. He's waiting because he's seeing his boys out there balling. So, man, Howie did a great job with what he, you know, bringing that group in, man. And I'm happy that we still here to be able to help them guys and guide them and still be able to play. But, man, hey, Howard, you got to have fun out there, man, in order for it to
you
work.
You don't think I'm having fun?
In the rain,
I was having a blast.
Hey, the little temporary rain, you know how quick it is in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I was having fun. I mean, and how about this? Even A.J. Brown was having fun this week.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was having fun. Man. But, boy.
90 degrees down there yesterday?
Yeah. It was 90.
At game time, it was 90.
It was 90.
When the sun went down, it was a little bit better.
Right? Yeah, it wasn't as bad when the sun hit you. When we was out there first in the pregame, it was like, yeah, this sun. And then it finally went down when we all came out, and I thought it was a lot better. You got a little breeze.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with the rain, but you guys don't care.
Oh, yeah, we happy with it. I mean, it cools
you
down.
Yeah, it cools you down for sure. You guys look at the defense, right? Last night going up against Tampa, Tampa did some nice things the first 2 weeks of the season.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Baker was playing good football prior to last night. But you all forced him out of that comfort zone. He had to make some plays because the pressure – was getting on him, and you guys were winning on first down and second down, putting him in the second and long, third and long situation. Do you feel like coming into the game that was sort of the formula for you guys to have success last night?
Yeah, that's what Desai was saying, that because they was – well, I ain't going to say that part, but they pretty much – told us how that they, you know, how they was thinking, you know, through the media stuff. And, you know, they want to get it to manageable downs. They want to be able to run the ball. They want to be able to not let the quarterback, mess it up.
Yep.
And so that was the thing. Like you said, we was TFLs, you know, in the run game. And knocking that run out is a big thing, especially how we was last year. When people can run on you, man, they can control the game. And so I just felt like when we ain't let them, when we got third and longs, that's when it was working in our favor. And I think Desai definitely hit it on the nose with everything that he sent this week, because we seen all the stuff that they was talking in the media and how they wanted to manage the game. And we went out and we used that to our advantage.
I think Jim Johnson used to put up a number. Keep this team below this
17.
Number. Is that what it was?
17. 17 okay. Or less. Right.
They have not, Tampa has not scored more than 21 before yesterday.
Right.
So I never thought they would get to even to that point with you guys. Did the coaches point out a number, they keep them here, and we're good?
No, it was more about just trying to make sure that we don't get them to manage the game. Make sure that we knock them and get them uncomfortable and put them in positions where they got to let the quarterback, you know, make throws and beat us.
So Howard, what usually happens, and I don't know about Sean because he just got here this year, but usually, there is a sort of goal board in your defensive staff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's points allowed, third down conversions, red zone, and all
that.
Yeah,
we
type
got
of stuff.
That. So, yeah, we do got that. Oh, okay, so I get what you said.
That's what Howard's pretty much saying.
We got loafs, we got a production board, and then we got the minus board, you know, and so we miss tackles, all that stuff. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're on a production board, of course.
Right.
But, yeah, it is those goals of 17 or less. And, you know, the third down percentage, fourth down percentage, you know, just trying to make sure that we know where we are all the time as a defense.
Baker Mayfield's an average. I think Kirk Cousins is better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He's just an average guy, and I thought the only way Tampa could really have any chance of winning the game is they had to keep the Eagles below 20, because you guys, the defense, I know wasn't going to allow them 20 points. You know, I don't know how the offense looks at it, but, I mean, it took you a while to get over 20.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a grind in that game, and it was some turnovers that happened on their part, and I'm glad we came right back, with it. And I felt like once the offense found their flow, I think we stayed in it, and that's what I like. They figured it out as the game went, and, you know, how they was trying to attack them. And that's how what Jalen going to have to do every time, you know, because people going to –
do you know what? Who is it? I think Joe Giglio said it today. 25-11 is
first time.
Oh yeah, first time ever. There was a 25-11 score
been that
in the NFL.
Score
in
the
wow.
Game.
Wow.
Well, it's weird. You between a safety and 2-point conversion, they're weird football numbers.
You still would have thought by just
the 100 years
like,
yeah, of the
like
game
it would happen. Well, yeah, the first
real.
Time
for real.
25-11. Yeah.
There you go. So
yeah, how about that?
So Brandon, they get that touchdown. 9:22 left in the fourth quarter, and as an Eagle fan, you're like, all right. Eagles have dominated pretty much the whole game. Now it's a 14-point game. The last thing you need is a three and out, and then they put the defense back on the field. Now momentum has shifted a little bit. Meanwhile, they don't get the ball back because you guys end the game. 15 plays, 10 runs, 5 passes, and 9:22. Game's over. You don't even have to score another point.
Man, and that's – we love that. We love to see – because that's – Will taking right there. I mean, as a defense, you out there mad at each other. Like, come on, y'all. Like, you know, because
Todd Bowles didn't even take a timeout. He just
waved the flag. Please.
Well, Todd Bowles knew the game was over, and I think that's why at this point, why extend the game? Because he knows his team's not going to be able to get 2 touchdowns.
Right, wave the white flag.
Well, he realized once they cross the 50 and you're at a certain time.
So at that point, just get a first down and the game's over. And you're not going to see a 9-minute and 22-minute drive the rest of the season because the other coach at some point is going to call a timeout and force you to do something, either score a touchdown or kick a field goal at that point.
But,
so.
But what is that like? You've been on the other end of that at some point during your career.
Yeah.
What is that like when you know it's coming and you can't stop it?
Man, it's a bad feeling. It's a bad feeling because as a man, you know how it is. It's all ego in this game. And, boy – that you had to, you know, suck up your pride a little bit, you know, and say, hey, y'all did good on that one. Because, yeah, I mean, I would hate to go against that O-line, too. I see them every day, and I don't see them game speed. Like, I see them a little game speed, but it's nothing like game speed. It's different. And, them boys, they got a nice bond, and that boy Stout is leading the charge.
I'm glad you brought up the fact that you get a chance to watch those guys, right? We've been spent some time talking about your defense, but that offensive line over the last 2 weeks, particularly in the run game, has just been road grading everybody. What did you got a chance to go up against them in training camp and in practice? What is it that you like about that offensive line and how they work as a unit?
I like their techniques. The techniques, some of the stuff that Stout does with them, like on combo blocks, and then you see it come to life on the field, and you like, man, sometimes some people come on the other side of it. Because I seen somebody body flying in the game, zero, I want to say, on one play, and it was like, wow.
You mean for Tampa?
Yeah, for Tampa, not us.
Our zero was flying,
zero
too.
Was flying everywhere.
He was flying over people. But, I love just watching them on this little techniques that they do, like the combo blocks, like I said, and Stout just always on them, you know what I'm saying? During special teams, they meet. They just got a tight
group. Always working.
They always work. Always.
Always working.
But they got a great coach in Stout, man, and we real fortunate to have him, man. A lot of the guys really respect him and trust what he got going on, and it's only been making them better.
Guided door and window, buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit goguida.com. We're live at Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia. This is the Brandon Graham Show, brought to you by Miller Lite. As you have a Monday night game, so we meet here on Tuesday. At some point, we'll get back to Mondays. You got too many prime time games and stuff like that, BJ.
Man, that's the cost of being good sometimes. But it's been real nice on how we've been handling things, and I feel like that message Coach said, man, let's breathe a little bit. We 3-0. We know what we got to do. We got to build this thing each and every week, and we got to make sure that we, just go out there and be at ease and trust what we got going on, because we got some good stuff going, and I feel like all we doing is building that confidence with each other, and it's only going to get better from this.
Don't let these guys stop having fun, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You keep
That's why
guys.
I'm still playing, man, because I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And for real, I am going to do a – better job too. I mean, just holding myself accountable to make sure people are enjoying themselves. Because you don't really get a team like this all the time. And
it's not about what you get paid; it's about having fun.
Take care of business.
I heard y'all last week when you guys
I ain't gonna have no fun
that.
If business ain't yeah. if business
exactly.
ain't done.
I'm with Brandon on this one, Howard. You want everybody to play for the love of the game?
Yeah, play for the love of the game.
Okay, dope. To a certain point, we're playing for the love of the game. Yeah.
Hey, but I see you got nice watches over there. You got to get paid good money.
Oh, you kidding me?
Good money.
This guy's been stealing money for years, Brandon.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, but they haven't. The posse hasn't caught up to me yet.
They haven't. We have a couple minutes ago, we were talking about Eagles number zero, DeAndre Swift. Man, I mean, listen, he's running through some open holes, but he is dynamic. I know he was good. I didn't know he was this good.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was that good from when we played him last year, and I was just kind of curious on how it was going to kind of turn out, because I'm like, Lions let him go? I was like, man, this boy, he was running with us just that burst. I mean, you see that burst.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I really do believe this is our little treasure that we got from the Lions, and we appreciate it, for real.
Man, it was and then Kenny came in for that last drive, but –
Yeah,
I mean, the run's been unbelievable. So, you know, Howard, I think it's now 12 times Nick Sirianni, since he's been the head coach, the Eagles have rushed for over 200 yards 12 times.
Yeah, but they've had the lead when they've done that.
Sure.
I still contend, because the first time I looked at the first half numbers, I think there was twice as many passes as there were runs. Now, they didn't score many points, but you got to – and then they just pounded it. Balls. Once they had a lead, you just pound it, and if you have success – And I think, well, that last drive, how many yards did you get on the last drive? It was like 80 yards, maybe 70 yards,
close to
something
it, yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So you still got to pass to score and obviously score to win. And then when you have a lead, just jam it down their throat or up their whatever.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pause.
Ooh, boy.
He's just going hard over here. Yeah, pause again. Yeah.
All right, so I'd like to do this. Ike, I would like
he
to
can't
do
say
this.
Nothing.
So there was a, I guess we call them a fan group, the Dirty 30.
Oh yeah.
That Angelo had sent up to the draft to boo Donovan in 1999. And they called themselves the Dirty 30. Now there's still a lot of the Dirty 30 around.
Oops.
And well, I mean, I like most of them or some of them. I think most of them realized what it made the city look like because I loved when they drafted Donovan. But Kenny from the Dirty 30 is on the line right now, and he'd like to speak to you, Brandon. Kenny, how are you, buddy?
Woo! E-A-G-L-E-S!
Eagles!
Brandon, we are the one fan group that can talk smack right next to you, buddy.
Oh,
so
I love that.
So happy to talk to you.
And
how spoiled are we as a fan base that you guys can go out and kick the ever-loving crap out of a team and we can still find something to complain about?
I'll tell you, man.
It's just that's how good you guys are. And that defense, I'll tell you what, Brandon, when you guys had that safety yesterday, I don't know what your sideline was like, but I'll tell you what my living room was like because there's a hole in the ceiling from when I jumped up.
That was awesome.
There was a time, this even before when Ike played. Brandon, you know Ike used to play, right?
Oh, yeah. I know he used to play.
Yeah. So it's before Ike played, this is back when we had Reggie White and Jerome Brown and Clyde Simmons and Seth Joyner and Eric Allen. And the Eagles had a goal line stand against the St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis.
Nine plays in a row within the 1 yard line because they kept being penalties and they kept going. And they stopped them every single damn time. And that was the last time I saw a defense that hungry, that aggressive. And what you guys did yesterday, I'm telling you what, it's been a long time. We love defense in this town. And, man, if I was there right now, I'd be giving you the biggest hug. We're so proud. what that D-line did yesterday. Man, you got some beats there, you included.
Man, I appreciate you, man. And, hey, just know we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep nice building game. This thing.
Yeah, so I think a lot of Eagles fans had the same reaction. I would have never tried to run it out of the end zone with the lack of success they had, especially up the middle.
Terrible call.
I mean, he got up 2 yards in the end zone.
It was so funny because I'm like, hey, man, y'all boys better not run that ball. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, because when I was like, y'all don't want to be in this situation right here. Like, on the one right here, I mean – trust me.
So when you're saying that to the linemen, what are they saying back?
I mean, nobody said nothing. They wasn't really talking like that. But, you know, I'm talking to 41, just having fun. And, boy, when that happened, I couldn't believe it. That boy Slay, man, looking back on it, that whole everything was funny. Everybody
Slay celebration afterwards. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was in his own zone
he was
yesterday
in his own.
Celebrating.
He was,
yesterday.
Though. He was.
He hit the Drewski on when Reed scored. Yeah. He was doing the wrong dance. Man. Yeah. He was doing his own dance.
That boy Reed, man, hey, that's somebody already – he had a great camp, and I'm just happy that things just panning out for him right now, man, because that boy, he's definitely
he can play.
He's done a great job just from this year to last year to this year. And, you know, proud of him on that. And I know he's going to keep working. You know, I just want to give him his flowers right now, man, because, I mean, all them boys back there, man, they all work hard. And, man, I'm excited to see how they keep building themselves because I know we can definitely get back to that level, too, of them being, like, you know, ball hawks back there. I mean, because Reed definitely is doing a great job with the communication and all that stuff. So, man, I'm really excited for this team. And, I mean, I ain't say it, Philly, but, you know, you said people spoiled. But, you know, I just think that you forget how hard it is in this league, and people are professionals too, and we got to figure out how they trying to attack us, and it's about the adjustments in the game, because people definitely will hit you with that if you see a coach out coach get if we get out coach. So I'm happy that we on that on the good end of it right now, and the coaches are making those adjustments and decide. It's a lot of good stuff. It's a lot of moving parts that people don't know that's going on, and I'm just happy it's moving right now.
All right, we'll come back here live at Chickens and Pete's. We're going to do the text line again like we did last week. Brandon Graham, before we hand it off to leading off as the Phils looking to clinch tonight. They can clinch a playoff berth.
They got the plastic. I was over there, John. They got the plastic ready to roll down in front of the lockers.
Are they ready?
Yeah, they're ready. I mean, well.
All right. Well, that's coming up next, and we got to get to you as well. And the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce situation.
I'm done with
that. No, you're wearing the Taylor Swift shirt at the facility last year, calling it BS.
I know there's a lot of people that thought I was a pervert.
Right, we're going to get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Brandon Graham Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, live at Chiggs in South Philly, back after this. Today, listen, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Imagine having your hair back like you did when you were younger, all right? Well, listen. You can do that with Dr. Glatt and the hair restoration procedure. No one has to know that you had it done. They just know that you will look great. And I know this with Dr. Glatt and his team because I had a hair restoration procedure a few years ago. My hair is amazing. You can check out the before and after pictures at drglatt.com. Or if you want to give his office a call, speak to his hair team. Trust the best in the business. Give Dr. Glatt a call right now. 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.